The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
When are these people going to learn, Terence Pillay? Firstly, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
When are these people going to learn that when Terence comes knocking, stuff better start happening?
Well, I don't know if that is necessarily true, but 6 months ago I brought us a story of the chaos and danger that the Western Aqueduct construction project was causing in the Wirebank area near Kloof.
Mm.
And people were fed up with seemingly endless construction that was happening there. The roads were dug up, deep excavation was made, the pipes laid into the trenches, and that's where the work began and ended. To date, the Wirebank residents say they are riding the gauntlet every day on that main road, which looks like the scene of a bomb explosion in a war-torn country. It's hectic.
I literally twice now I've said, no, I can't come to a meeting and I cannot meet you at that coffee shop in Wirebank because of that area. I avoid it.
That area is miserable. So I got a lot of emails. I've got hundreds of emails from everyone in that area. And one of them was from Pooven Murugan, who's an executive member of the Wirebank Community Policing Forum. So I caught up with him this week. Pooven, what is the state of the roads in Wirebank at the moment?
It's absolutely terrible, Jeremy. You know, the thing is that through the forum, we've been meeting regularly with the developers, ESOL, but it's basically all gone down to a snail's pace now. Yeah, granted, they've had problems with weather, but literally, it's not gotten any better from where they are. They've dug up roads and left them open. Mm. The roads haven't been resurfaced as yet, and you're essentially driving over bumps and stuff. I don't know what to tell you, but it's in a terrible state right now.
So since I did my last story on this, were there any changes?
Well, the thing is, they did. Your concern mainly was around that area at the school, so they made temporary fixes in there. But in terms of health and safety, they've still got those little flimsy wire fences protecting the deep drains that they've dug and left open. They've had another complication apparently about a week or so back. I think the group called themselves the Mazibuya Black Forum. The guys came through the automatic rifles and chased all the workers off site.
Why was this, do you know?
Well, it's about the Black Forum not being given the jobs. Well, that's the story we've heard. So these guys have been moved off site, but isn't actually any work really being done at the moment now.
Pooven, what is the feeling on the ground from the community?
Absolute frustration. That's basically what it is. I mean, another thing is, from a safety perspective, I mean, you say you've driven through that area. In certain places, there's no sidewalks or place for the people to walk. So literally, you've got cars fighting for space on the road together with the pedestrians. And it's definitely a disaster waiting to happen right there now. And thankfully, you know, nothing serious has happened to date, you know, in terms of fatalities or anything like that.
As a community forum, what do you want to see happen here?
You know, we want to see. We understand the magnitude of the project. You know, so we understand that. But what we're looking for is better communication from ESOL, and that was at our last meeting with their representative. That's all we asked for them to do, is actually send a communication to the residents, so that the residents know what's going on. You know, they come and tell us things like, oh, we can't actually surface the road because we were waiting for 4 weeks for natural electricity to move a pipe. So it's out of their hands, they have to wait. But the reality is the community doesn't know that, and they're just thinking that these ESOL is a bunch of incompetent people because nothing's being done. And it's exactly the same thing here now with the supposedly being chased off the site. They don't tell the community anything about that. They have a community liaison officer and a PRO, but there's nothing coming out of it.
So the community up in arms, I contacted ESOL Limited for a comment, obviously, and they didn't want to go on air. They sent me a written comment that says, ESOL is committed to sound health and safety processes and procedures which are in force at all projects across the group. And they say, as stated previously, ESOL is contractually unable to discuss the processes and procedures in place at the Wirebank site. Please contact Martin Bright at the Etiquette Municipality for details on this project. They then sent a follow-up email which said, please note that we've been advised that the correct person to speak to at the Itiquini Municipality in this regard is Ednik Mswelli. So they themselves don't know who they're dealing with at the municipality.
And this is the thing. We're very much a reactionary country. We're not proactive. We literally have to wait for somebody to fall into that hole and do themselves a severe injury, if not a fatality.
Or even worse.
Before something will be done. And here, 6 months down the line, you've been asking. You've been delving.
100%. All we want is for these these people who have been given the contract to just do their jobs. Mm. And so what they say is that they can't talk about the processes. I should talk to the Etiquette Municipality, which is exactly what I did. Tozi, when we spoke in July this year, I brought to your attention the issues surrounding the construction in Wybank Road. What has been done since our last chat?
The area you are referring to is in the Kloof Wybank area, where we are busy with major construction for the Western Water Aqueduct project. There is currently a delay on the site with some concerns which have been raised. It's not clear where these concerns are coming from, so we want to work around the clock to minimize any delay. But I must also hasten, Terence, to really apologize to residents as well as motorists who drive through that Pioneer Road, Wife and Kloof area in New Germany for the inconvenience being experienced. And we hope that we can really get down to the bottom of this issue as soon as it is practically possible.
Tozi, I'm sure the people appreciate your apology, but what that apology doesn't do is address the fact that there still is no pedestrian walkway for kids that are walking to school down that road. There is still a single lane that is meant to accommodate two lanes of traffic with no stop and go. There are huge ditches that are left unopened with no protection around it. So there could be a fatality or even worse. What is your response to this?
You know, I would like to ask for a partnership with the community, in that when engineers decide on the design for whether it's laying off the pipes or a new road, there will be some inconvenience maybe arising from the temporary road being set out and that road not being sufficient to carry the traffic passing through that area. We do ask both motorists and pedestrians to exercise extra caution when walking or driving through that area, especially motorists, making sure that they reduce their speed and also being more patient with the traffic so that we can all get through safely.
Right. So, but I mean, that is all very well. But when you have construction like this and you have a construction company like ESOR, the onus is upon them to make that road as safe as possible. Yes, you can get buy-in from the community and they can drive safely and walk safely down that road. But if the environment that the construction company has created is unsafe to begin with, surely the municipality needs to step in and either fine them or do something about it.
Well, we really have to enforce the law, but also, as I said, calling for a partnership and an understanding. I personally drove through the area myself to make sure that I know what I'm speaking about. I saw some very deep excavations that were done by the technical team in that area, and we have asked that all danger-posing areas be cordoned off appropriately, and also warning members of the public to keep away from such areas.
So basically, the buck is being passed from one person to the other. Seems so what I did was, no one's taking responsibility. So I looked in detail into the Occupational Health and Safety Act 85 of 1993, mm-hmm. which the municipality and the construction company should be adhering to. And Section 6 of this Act, which deals with the duties of designer, explicitly says that the designer of a structure must ensure that the applicable safety standards incorporating in these regulations under Section 44 of the Act are complied with in the design. And they need to take into account the hazards relating to any subsequent maintenance of the relevant structure and must make provision in the design for that work to be performed to minimize the risk.
Yeah.
That's the law.
Yeah.
If you look at the pictures and the video that I have, which is going to be up on our blog, under the
it's
good, the bad,
now.
The ugly, is
now.
It up already?
Yeah.
Under the good, the bad, the ugly, you will see that there doesn't seem to be any compliance in respect to this act. So what needs to happen now is a full health and safety audit needs to be done by the municipality, and if there's no compliance by the construction company, then appropriate action needs to be taken. My investigation has yielded that this construction company is indeed certified with the South African Bureau of Standards, SAB, ISO 9001 certification. But what I would like to know is what the standing of the certificate is at present. And the residents would also like to know, if the terms of the tender have been met. So I may have been just one person jumping up and down with this, and you know, people might seem, it might seem like it's a tantrum, but there are now hundreds of other people who are now jumping up and down, and that becomes a movement. And at the end of the day, all the residents want for the area is that the person who is being paid to do the job to actually do the job.
Yeah, try to finish it if you can.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to know what Terence Pillay is jumping up and down about, once you see the pictures, you will completely understand. When you see all those cars and pedestrians have to use that one route every single day, it's quite ridiculous. Go and check it out. It's on our website, ecr.co.za. Click on the good, the bad, and the ugly. Thank you, Terence.
Thanks, Darren. Breakfast.